Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kei Dalet Amud Beis introduces the notion of Kilei Yisroel, that there are several Isuri Kilayim that are discussed in the Torah, and the Gemara here talks about how you can have an aruga, you can have a garden, which is 6x6 tvachim, and within that garden, you can plant 5 different types of seeds, 5 different types of vegetation. And this would not be in violation, says the Mishnah, of the Isser Kilayim, the Isser Kilei Zeroyim. Rashi explains, because the Isser Kilei Zeroyim is violated if you have a kind of an imbuvia, you have a mixing together of different seeds, but if you have some sort of a hecker, where each one is planted on a separate corner, in this case you have 4 different seeds on the 4 different corners, each are separated by a little bit, by the actual corners, so kind of like a, what's the name of that game, Othello, where you kind of have to get the entire line. So here you have the entire line except for the actual corners. Maybe they'd be able to turn around the entire line from black to white if they put in the corners. But here you don't have the corners, so you have the 4 different sides, and then without the corners, so there's a little bit of separation between the different sides, and then there's one little piece of zera in the middle. That's the way Rashi draws it. There are different understandings of exactly how this can be understood. That's how Rashi draws it in the Mishnah. But Rashi points out that even if there is a unika, even if there is actually some sort of sustenance, some sort of a unika, of a drawing of the seeds from one direction to the other, that is not what is prohibited by the Torah. As long as there is a heker between the different types of zroyim that are planted, even if there is a unika, that would be sufficient. If there is no heker, says Rashi, so then you need a shear that it would not allow for the unika to take place, which would be 1.5 tvachim from each seed to the other seed. So if I have 3 tvachim from the sides to the middle, so then there is not a shear unika, then it would not be sustaining a drawing from each other, and that would be permissible even without a heker. But if I have a heker, like for example, I have a fence in between one row or another row. Last week we spoke about a Rosh Tor, that I have this weird sort of direction that one goes into the other, so it's clear that there are 2 different areas that are being planted and 2 different areas of seeds that are being planted, and there's no imbuvia, so then that would be permissible. So what is the nature of this Isser Kilayim? So there are really 6 different Isser Kilayim that are found in the Torah. One is Kilei Begadim, and one is Harbas Behema, that you're not allowed to mix together 2 different minim, 2 different species of animals with each other. And one is that you're not allowed to be manig, different types of behemoth, so with each other. You can't be manig, ashur, v'chamor, yachtav. So those are different types of Isuri Kilayim that are not agricultural in nature. Then you have the agricultural Kilayim. So the agricultural Kilayim are, number one, Kilei HaKerem, where the Torah in Sefer Dvarim says that if you plant other types of vegetation together with a vineyard, then it's pentikdash hamaleya, then it all becomes prohibited. It's not only an isser to do it, but it's also an isser to get any hana from either the vegetation or the vineyard that has been mixed together. And then there is also what is called harkavos ha'ilanos, that if I have a tree and I take a branch from one tree and I graft that into another tree, so that is also prohibited. There's no prohibition in planting different types of species to grow a particular type of tree, but there is a prohibition in grafting when it comes to trees, of grafting one branch from one tree onto another tree. That is because of a juxtaposition in the pasuk between when it comes to grafting behemos together and grafting ilanos together, that is derived from the pasuk in Vayikra. Yutes in Vayikra says, "Behem tachalos sabia kilayim sadchalos sizra kilayim ma behem tachal behaba af sadchal behaba." It's the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Lametes says, just like when it comes to behemos, you're not allowed to have them breed, interbreed with each other. So too, when it comes to yosadeh, you're not allowed to interbreed different ilanos by grafting a branch from one type of tree onto another type of tree. And then the Gemara in Kiddushin says, because of the fact that there is this word sadcha, which a kshuto shamikra, indicates that we're not necessarily talking about trees, but we're talking about the actual field. So from the word sadcha, we derive the kilei zroim, arasa prohibited, that you're not allowed to plant together different types of seeds, different types of vegetation with each other. This can be actual zroim that you're planting with each other. It could be a different, it could be edible zroim, it could be non-edible zroim, that any type of vegetation that you're planting on the ground, you're not allowed to mix the seeds with each other. And it's also understood, if you look at our Mishnah, that just like you can't mix it with each other, you also have to, when at the time that you're planting it, so too, even after you've planted one field or you've planted one garden of one type of vegetation, you have to have a certain type of separation or a hekir between that type of vegetation, that type of vegetable or seed, and another type of vegetation. So you have to have some sort of distance between your tomatoes and your carrots and so forth. Now, because the latter three prohibitions of kilayim are agricultural, generally speaking, all agricultural mitzvos are only applicable in Eretz Yisrael. If it's not non-agricultural mitzvah, then it is what we call a mitzvah shebeguf, and that's applicable both in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the first different types of kilayim are applicable no matter where you are. Big day, we're not being allowed to wear a beged kilayim of tzemel pishtim yachtov, so that you can't do in Eretz Yisrael. It's the same as the deraisa outside of Eretz Yisrael. The same is applicable to interbreeding animals together. You can't put together a horse and a donkey. You're not allowed to do that even outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's the same isser. So too, the prohibition against being manik, shor v'chamor yachtov, is a mitzvah both baritz and b'chutzalaritz. But when it comes to the agricultural mitzvahs, so we would understand that those, at least on a daraisa level, are only applicable in Eretz Yisrael. What about on a derabbanan level? So the Gemara in Kiddushin says, well, it depends. It depends on what we're talking about. If we're talking about the actual grafting of trees, so that's actually also in Chutzlaritz, even on a deraisa level. Why? Because I have a hekesh. I have a hekesh of behemtacholo sabia kilayim sotcholo sizra kilayim. That just like when it comes to the behema, the interbreeding of animals, if I'm going to interbreed a horse and a donkey and come up with a mule, so that is something which is prohibited. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutzal la'aretz. So too, the grafting of trees is prohibited. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutzal la'aretz, because of the hekesh in the pasuk that the two of them are compared to each other. When it comes to kilei hakerem, so really kilei hakerem is only us to meet the raisa in Eretz Yisrael, but when it comes to chutz la'aretz, because it is such a severe prohibition, that not only is there an isser to be zoreya, but there's even an isser hana'a, there's an isser achila and an isser hana'a with respect to the products of what is produced through kilei hakerem. If you know you have a grape from kilei hakerem, so you're not allowed to eat it, you have to burn it. That's what the pasuk says, that you have to burn it, tikdash, that it has to be besreipa. So therefore, midrabanan, the prohibition was imposed in chutz la'aretz as well. However, says the Gemara, this is the Gemara, Lamites Amud Aleph in Kiddushin, the Gemara indicates that when it comes to kilei zroim, since kilei zroim do not have such a harsh prohibition in the sense that even though it's prohibited to plant the kilei zroim, but the evid, after you planted the kilei zroim, you're allowed to eat to the any zroim that were planted in this fashion. You're allowed to eat crossbred vegetables and vegetation. So since it's muta ba'achila and it's muta ba'hana'a, so therefore they were not gozer b'chutz la'aretz on a drabanan level. So in chutz la'aretz, in America, there is no prohibition with respect to kilei zroim. You want to plant different vegetables together, you want to not have archakos, you want to not have these nice beautiful pictures of how you're able to put four different vegetations on different sides of your garden bed that's 6x6 tefachim and one in the middle. You want to just mix it all together. So in chutz la'aretz, that's perfectly permissible. We were not gozer midrabanan b'chutz la'aretz when it comes to kilei zroim. So the question is, why does Rashi seem to go further than the Gemara and Kiddushin? The Gemara and Kiddushin, even Rashi on the Gemara and Kiddushin, indicates that the Eretz Yisrael asivi mita araisa, the kilei zroim are also mita araisa in Eretz Yisrael, and it's only a question as to whether we impose the isur kilei zroim b'chutz la'aretz midrabanan, and the answer is that we don't impose the midrabanan. So why does Rashi in our Mishnah say the kilei zroim is the Midrabanan altogether. If you look at the Lashon of Rashi, Rashi in our Mishnah says as follows. Rashi says, this is Divo Hamaskil Ba'achas Be'emtza. So Rashi has an Arichas over here. He says, Liyanika lo chayshinan, that we're not worried about Yanika, we're not worried about the fact that the different seats are going to nourish from each other. Even when it comes to Kilei HaKerem, the Kalayim of a vineyard, which is the Raisa, as long as I have a fence in the middle, I don't care that they're going to get nourishment from each other. Even though nourishment will come from underneath the fence, because Shekane says, Rashi, Kilei Zorayim, Midrabanan, the Lokai Shina Yanika. And certainly, when we're dealing with Kilei Zorayim, which is only Midrabanan altogether, we're not worried about Yanika. We're not worried about the fact that they may nourish from each other. So Tosfos here, on the bottom of Peidal and Amud Beis, says, what is Rashi talking about? The Rashi says, Mashi Piva Shakunturus. This is the Tosfos Dibu Amaske Laba Laba Ruchos Aruga. Tosfos says, Mashi Piva Shakunturus, the Kilei Zorayim, Midrabanan, ain't no near the Ri. Doesn't think that's correct. The pashtus is not that way. Down meaning because from a parak from a gemara in parak called abasim and chulin, kilei zorim litzud lahadati afti lachahu. It's something which the Torah views as a toeva, that there's a basis in the Torah when the Torah says sadcha lo sisar kilayim. So we dashin from sadcha. The sadcha includes kilei zorim. Ve'inir lomar de lahakava se'ilan kari kilei zorim. And then there's one way to interpret that particular gemara. It could be that particular Gemara is really, when it says Kilei Zorayim, talking about the grafting of the branches of a tree with each other, and that's what's being referred to as Kilei Zorayim. But even if you want to interpret the Gemara and Kulin that way, Shum Nirasel Parakamad the Kiddushin, the Gemara Kiddushin clearly, explicitly, is talking about Kilei Zorayim, and Mafi Kakava Silim Misal Kilei Zorayim, that there is, if you look in the Gemara and Kiddushin, it says explicitly that Hakavas Ha'ilon is derived from the whole pasuk of Satcha Lo Sisar Kilayim, but the Kilei Zorayim is derived, as we know, from the word Satcha. Ve'od Ha'asim Mekidushin Amar Ha'im Mil Sagufa Behem Tcha Lo Sabia Kilayim Satcha Lo Sisar Kilayim Ba Behem Tcha Be'habav Satcha Be'harakava Uma Behem Tcha Noeg Ben Baratz Ben Mekutz La'aretz Av Satcha Noeg Ben Baratz Ben Mekutz La'aretz. When we're talking about Harkava Sa'ilon, that's applicable even in Chutz La'aretz. And the Gemara there says, so what about Belahaksiv Satcha, that it's only applicable, it sounds Satcha, your field in Eretz Yisrael, Meshani Alimuti Zorayim, Meshibel Chutz La'aretz, that's referring to Kilei Zorayim. So we see Kilei Zorayim L'chut, Kilei Zorayim is derived from the word Satcha, and Kilei and Harkava Sa'ilon L'chut, that's a separate Torah prohibition, which is applicable both in Eretz Yisrael and Bechutz La'aretz. So says Tosfos Mashma Deretz Yisrael Asir Mita Araisa. And if you look in Tosfos in Bechoras Daf Nun Dalet, it's the same exact discussion. Rashi in Bechoras and Daf Nun Dalet, where it's also talking about having hachokos between different types of vegetation. So Rashi there as well says the Kilei Zorayim is only Asir Mita Rabbanan. And Tosfos there is so shocked and aghast by the comment of Rashi that Tosfos goes as far as to say that it must be a Tos Sofer in Rashi. So Tosfos says it's a Tos Sofer. It must be that somebody who transcribed the Rashi just happened to write the wrong word, and this person wrote the wrong word in two places. Wrote the wrong word in Bechoras and Daf Nun Dalet, and wrote the wrong Lashon and Rashi in Shabbos Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. So that can't really be, right? It seems from the Pashtus of Rashi that Rashi really is saying the Kilei Zorayim Ad Rabbanan. So what's going on over here? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains that if you look at the Rashi on the Sugyos in here in Shabbos Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, and in Bechoras Daf Nun Dalet, you'll see there's a big difference between those sugyos and the sugyo which is in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Tes. In our sugyo, we're talking about having hachokos. We're talking about having some sort of a distance between one line of vegetation and another line of vegetation. While the Gemara, and the same is true with respect to the Gemara in Bechoras and Daf Nun Dalet and Medu Aleph. However, the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Tes is talking explicitly about somebody who was Ma'arev Bizarni Bizarra. That's the Lashon of the Gemara over there. Somebody who's mixing together different seeds and planting them together. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, that just like we know when it comes to Kilei HaKerem, Rabbi Yoshia says that you're only also on a Daraisa level if you're Zareya, Pchito, Saora, Becharzon, Vematopolis, Yat, that you throw the wheat seed and a barley seed and a grape seed all on the ground at the same time. So too Rashi is understanding when it comes to Kilei Zorayim, The yisad, the araisa, is only when you're planting two different seeds at the same time. However, the separate notion that you're supposed to have some sort of a distance between different zrayim, that you're supposed to have either a sheer unika between different zrayim or a sheer heker between different zrayim, so that Rashi understands is a din d'rabbanan. Here we're not talking about when you're planting two seeds together. You had already planted one area of vegetation, and now you're going to plant a different type of a vegetable, a different type of kidney, it's a different type of tabua, which is next to the first line of vegetation that you have planted, and you're supposed to have a distance. So that requirement for a distance, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Rashi understands, is only midrabbanan and not midaraisa. So that way you could be miyashik, where there's apparently the stira between different Rashis, and at the same time, the Kasha, the Tosus asks on Rashi, because Tosus says, it appears very explicitly that we derive Kilei Zrayim from the word Sadcha, so how can Rashi understand otherwise? So the answer is, yes, Rashi agrees that there is an Issa D'Araisa of Kilei Zrayim, Be'eretz Yisrael, at least in one type of circumstance, namely when you're planting everything together, but in terms of the requirement for Hakaka, so even in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi would say that that's only Midrabanan. However, when it comes to why it is that we don't have an Issa Kilei Zrayim in Chutz La'aretz, so then the answer is still the one that was given by the Gemara in Kiddushin, that even though there are certain scenarios where maybe everybody would agree that you have Kilei Zrayim D'Araisa in Eretz Yisrael, because of the fact that, number one, it's agricultural, and therefore logically only makes sense in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to, say, interbreeding animals, cross-breeding animals. And number two, there's no Isser Achila or Isser Hana'a with respect to the output. Therefore, it was never extended to Chutz La'aretz for there to be an Isser of Kilei Zrayim. And why is it that there is an Isser of Hakavas Ha'ilan, even in Chutz La'aretz? So that's because, as the Gemara said, of the special Hekesh between V'amtacholos Sabia Kilayim Satcholos Yisra Kilayim. Now you might ask, why doesn't that Hekesh work for the word Satcha? Satcha is also in that Pasuk, right? We understand that the wording Satchalos Yisra Kilayim is referring, according to the Gemara, to Hakavas Ha'ilanos. And because I have a Hekesh, that's why Hakavas Ha'ilanos is also in Chutz La'aretz, just like crossbreeding animals is also in Chutz La'aretz. So why doesn't the Hekesh work for Satcha? So that's a good question. The only reason why we bring Kilei Zrayim from the word Sadcha is because we say, even though we have some sort of a Kabbalah, that the word Sadcha, Los Yisra Kilayim, is talking about Hakavas Ha'ilanos, in Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto, and therefore the word Sadcha cannot be excluded from its simple meaning, that we're talking about a field, that there is some sort of an Isser of Kilei Zrayim on the field. But it seems that that which is derived through, I don't know, this is just throwing this out there for further consideration, but it seems that that which we're deriving through the principle of Ein Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto is not something which is thrown into the realm of the rest of the Yud Gimel Midos for purposes of Drasha's purposes, of Drasha purposes. So we have a Drasha that I have a Hekesh between Vam Techolos Abia Kilayim, Satcholos Yisra Kilayim. So that which I learned me Drasha, namely that Satcholos Yisra Kilayim comes to teach me Hakava Sa'ilan, so that which I learned me Drasha, so that's susceptible to the laws of Hekesh and other Drashas that will be derived from the Pasuk. That which I derive from Eina Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto, namely that the Pasuk is also talking about Kilei Zrayim, so that for some reason escapes the universe of being susceptible to and being subject to the other drashas of the Pasuk. The Eina Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto seems to exist in its own self-contained universe. That's just an observation that it would have to be tested in other contexts, but that's a possible explanation as to why we don't apply the Hekesh to Kilei Zrayim. Now, a question is posed as well. Yes, Eric?
Where's the Aruch HaShulchan that you mentioned?
The Aruch HaShulchan that I mentioned, I happen to bring the Aruch HaShulchan so I can give you the reference. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Reish Tzadi Zayin. Reish Tzadi Zayin, the discussion starts in Sif Aleph, and it goes on until Sif Gimel, where he gives his explanation of Rashi, and he brings the Kash, and he gives his explanation of Rashi in Sif Gimel. Now, please bear in mind that Rashi Shita is not the dominantly accepted Shita. The Shita that's born in Shulchan Aruch is not like Rashi. The generally accepted Shita is that Kilei Zrayim are viewed as the Araisa, whether we're talking about the Zerayim being planted together, or whether we're talking about the need to have some sort of a Hakak or a Heker between the different Zerayim, it's generally assumed that it is Mita Araisa in Eretz Yisrael, and it just doesn't exist altogether in Chutz La'aretz.
That's in Yoredeya.
That's in Yoredeya. Resh Tzadi Zayin in Yoredeya. Correct. If you understand Rashi Pshuto over here, the Rashi here is saying that Kilei Zerayim are Mita Rabbanan across the board, and you don't accept the Aruch HaShulchan's Hesper in Rashi, which I think makes sense because Rashi does say in Kiddushin Adaf Lamites that the Kilei Zerayim and Eretz Yisrael are Deraisa, but if you say that Rashi is in contradiction to the Rashi here, and Rashi here holds that Kilei Zerayim is always Deraisa, so then you understand very well why Kilei Zerayim were not applied in Kutzlar, why the Yisrael Kilei Zerayim is not applicable in Kutzlar, because we may say only that which is Midaraisa in Eretz Yisrael or goes in Midra Abundant in Kutzlar, but that which was Midra Abundant to begin with in Eretz Yisrael, it's only agricultural, so we won't even go through altogether the Chutzlaris, and then I don't have to worry about why is it I didn't make the Hekesh in the Pasuk with respect to Kilei Zerayim, because Midaraisa, Rashi understands that the Pasuk on a Daraisa level is not really referring to Kilei Zerayim at all. So that's another way of understanding Rashi, at least over here, and the Rashi in Bechoris. So the Chassam Sofer and others, the Aruch HaShulchan also talks about this a little bit earlier, in his discussion of Kilayim, of Kilei Zerayim and Kilei Ilanos, a number of the poskim asked the question. They said that even though we b'chutz la'aretz, even though outside of Kilei Akerim, this is a separate issue. Even though outside of Kilei Akerim, it's mutter when you have a situation of kilayim, the product is mutter b'achilu b'hana. Right? We say even an animal that's cross-breeded, so you're allowed to ride in a mule. You're allowed to get benefit from a mule. If I have Kilei Zerayim, even in Eretz Yisrael, so you're allowed to eat the product of somebody else's Kilei Zerayim. If I have all of these different types of cases, even if I have Harkavos HaIlanos, so if I have Harkavos HaIlanos, I mix together a peach and a plum and get a nectarina, however you do it, so then you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat the fruit, right? So he asks the question. He says that's true with respect to the heter. The only time that it's not mutzav achilu v'ahana is kilei akerim. So when you're in Eretz Yisrael, where kilei akerim is deraisa, in it chutz la'aretz kilei akerim is only midrav banan. You could be makel if it's a suffix, whether something came from a vineyard that was mixed with other seeds. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, so then it's a real issa deraisa. So then you really have to make sure you have a proper hetcher. You're eating a grape that it didn't come from a vineyard that was mixed with other seeds. Even if you have a cucumber, you have to be comfortable that it didn't come that it wasn't a cucumber that was planted in a vineyard. Then the cucumber also is usur. It's not only the grapes that are usur, it's also the cucumbers. It's also whatever else was planted in the vineyard that would be usur. So that's a real issue when you have kilei akerim. But when you have, let's say, a grafted tree, so you have a grafted tree, everything that the product is completely mutter. Not only that, but if I have a tree that was already grafted, I could take a branch out of that tree, the Rush writes, and it's mutter for me to take that branch and to plant, to cut the branch off the tree, and to plant that branch into the ground and have it grow into its own tree that produces the fruit that are the product of the grafting that took place with respect to that branch. It might be some sort of a cross-breeded fruit, so it's perfectly permissible once it's not an entire tree, but it's just the one branch, so I'm allowed to plant that one branch. So the questions posed by the Chassam Sofer and others is that if you look at the Mishnayos, at the beginning of Perekes and Mishnayos Kilayim, there is not only an Isser to produce Kilayim, but there is one other type of Isser with respect to Kilayim, and that's to be Mekayim Kilayim. That you're not allowed to keep kilayim growing in your orchard. If there's fruit that somebody else's orchard produces, you can eat the fruit. But if I have an orchard and I have a kilayim tree, I'm not allowed to keep kilayim. The Mishnah talks about how you're not allowed to be mekayim a vineyard that has kilayim in it. You're not allowed to be mekayim a situation of kilei zerayim. So the Rush writes and this is also true with respect to if I have a tree where there was a branch that was grafted with kilayim, so I'm not allowed to keep the tree. I'm not allowed to be Mekayim that. So he asks, why is it that there were apparently in Europe, there were apparently lots and lots of orchards that people would purchase from the surrounding non-Jews that had been grafted? Apparently people who were into horticulture or into trees, it was just a very common practice. They just loved to just sit around and graft trees. Like in America, you pass people's homes. People like to work on the bottom of their cars or whatever. So family in Europe, people just love to graft trees. So every single time you had an orchard, people just grafting trees left and right. They said that whenever people would buy fields, so they always had grafted trees, and yet nobody did anything about it. Everybody kept the trees in their backyard. So he didn't understand why people weren't chopping down the trees, or they weren't getting rid of the trees. Because after all, there's an issue to be Mekayim Kelaim. If you're allowed to eat the fruit, you're not allowed to keep the trees. You're not allowed to be Mekayim it. So some wanted to say that maybe there is a maybe in Chutz La'aretz, when it comes to this particular issue, even though Hakavas Ilan is applicable, but Chutz La'aretz, if you yourself did not do the Maiseh to create the Hakavas situation the first time, so then there's no Issur Kiyum. That was one suggestion that was made, but the Aruch HaShulchan actually has a separate discussion about that, and he doesn't like that suggestion. So in the end, he says that if you look very closely at all of the Mishnayos, you find that the Mishnayos talk about an Issur Kiyum with respect to Kilei Akerim. The Mishnah is talking about an Issur Kiyum when it comes to Kilei Zroim, but the Mishnayos don't actually seem to talk about an Issur Kiyum when it comes to Harkavas HaIlanos. And he says that he thinks that there isn't really an Issur Kiyum when it comes to Harkavas HaIlanos. And even when the Rosh seemed to speak about some sort of an Issur Kiyum, even with respect to Harkavas HaIlanos, he was only talking about the first moment that the grafting takes place, where before there's like a Hashrasha, when you don't actually have the resulting product, so then it's still kind of a work in progress and it hasn't yet taken hold, so then there would be an Issur Kiyum. But once it has actually taken hold, he says, otherwise the halakha that we quoted earlier, that you're allowed to take a branch from this cross-product tree and plant it l'chatzkila in the ground doesn't make any sense. The fact that you could take the branch means that once the hashrasha, once it has already taken root with respect to this grafting of the two different types of fruit trees with each other. So he says at that point in time, there's no Issur Kiyum, according to his understanding of the various Mekoros. So that's his limud schus as to why the practice, the Minhag Yisrael, developed apparently in Europe, that people would buy these fields and they wouldn't get rid of the trees. There might be other considerations as well, because he writes that the ode to Litzos Ilan Isuranamiika Mishum Los Hashkisa Seitza. He says that there are other considerations because you're up against another Isser. You're up against the Isser of cutting down a fruit tree, right? That you're not supposed to cut down trees. So maybe for that reason as well, you sort of have militating considerations as to why it wouldn't make sense to destroy the tree if the grafting of the tree had already taken place. So these are some of the discussions relating to Kilei Zroim and other related issues of Kilayim when it comes to agricultural Kilayim. Yes?
Can we mentioned that in Eretz Yisrael it's not so fashion that any fruit is necessarily like a cucumber and may not be mother, but
Unless people rely on the robe, that the robe is that it doesn't come from a kerim that had been subject to kilei a kerim, that had other types of seeds planted into it. If you can make an assessment that the robe is that this is not coming from a place where there were kilei a kerim. So some say that that it's possible that you could be someich on the robe, and that's why you can buy an Eretz Yisrael. And others say that you should just really make sure that you have a proper hashkacha, that whenever you buy the fruit, particularly grapes in Eretz Yisrael, there should be a proper hashkacha, that this didn't come from a kerem that was subject to any kind of kelayim, because that you have a real suffik issur d'oraisa of kelei kerem in Eretz Yisrael. So that's that the Mishnah talks about the Issur Kiyum. The Mishnah in Parakas, the beginning of Parakas of Kilei, says Kilei Kerem Asurin Milizroa Umelakayim, and it's derived. The Bar Tanura understands that it's derived from Kilei Kerem. That since it says Tukareish, so he says it's a Svara. So if Lomis Tosis Yontav, this is it. So if Lomis Svara came into Sreifa Kaima. But since it Hainu Shelo Yeneme Manu, that it's a svara that you also have to make sure that you're not mekayim it either. And just like you're not allowed to be mekayim the kilei akerim. So it's understood that the Mishnah says as well, kilei zraim asurim lizraim elakayim, that you're also, when it comes to kilei zraim, you're also not allowed to be mekayim at mekayim at either. Doesn't give the drasha with respect to with kilei zraim.
Yeah,
no, well, yeah, but then the Mishnah goes on. But the Mishnah goes on. It says, but it says, but that's what it's talking about.
We have to destroy the trees.
Right.